dude, like, oh my God, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Yo, are you gonna say the fucking intro, you retard?
Oh yeah, well, you're kind of talking, so.
Get to it.
Welcome to Street Speak, the show where street speak and shit gets real. I'm Andre. Welcome.
I'm CJ.
I'm the White Sosa.
And this week, it looks like shit is getting a bit too real. Isn't that right, Sosa?
Yeah, there's a there's a solid chance that this episode is going to lose one of the members. And you would think it's me, because I have to take a shit so bad I might disappear, but in reality, it's sounding like Andre's going to get kicked the fuck off the show.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I can't stand you anymore. My love for you has faded away.
That's tough, man. You should go find it. Find God.
This guy, not only does he never bring topics to the table for us to discuss, he also is a habitual podcast dodger.
I'm not a dodger. I didn't dodge it.
What would you call what happened last week?
Being held hostage. Being lied to.
Oh, so you mean how you do to us?
Nope.
Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, not at all. Andre, we had to get Pave on last week.
Pave of all people.
Do you know how grating that was?
Yeah, do you know how much that lowers the quality of the podcast?
Well, I'm sorry about that.
We talked about fucking...
It's kind of tragic. The swag from the show.
Yeah, we had to talk about fucking femboys for 30 minutes straight, because that's all that guy knows about.
I apologize. Pave is a bitch-ass nigga. I'll give you that. And having him replace me, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But I'm not a podcast dodger. I will fight that allegation.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I would leave before the show started, so I would be there in time. And that was cap as fuck. And I was stuck there.
Stuck where? What were you doing?
Having dinner with my grandparents.
What a pussy.
Take, damn. I would have killed my grandparents and just walked home.
It's because, my grandmother's brother and sister were in town, and I had to go for some reason.
Sounds like you don't appreciate them very much.
Eh. I mean, I appreciate them. I fuck with them. It's just not when I got other obligations, you know?
Yeah, you fuck with them when they're like the last resort.
I don't know about all that. Look at that for.
Like, if every other person in your life that you care about died, like, then maybe you'd go hang out with them. But aside from that, no.
Well, where did they rank against Pave?
Like, a couple pegs above Pave. Like, two tiers above Pave, I'd say.
That's valid.
You'd think that the way that you dodged our show, they'd be at the top of your list, but apparently you don't really care about them too much.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes.
Oh God, I understand dodging to get some pussy more than fucking being near your grandparents.
Yeah, at least the other times it was like...
Nah, CJ doesn't understand that either, though.
It's a better excuse than, like, going and dodging for some old fucks.
I don't know about a better excuse, it just is the excuse. Like, if you're dodging, you better be getting pussy. Would you say that's what happened last time you dodged, Andre?
Yes, it was.
Was it the last time you dodged? Yeah, like, was it the last time to go with your grandparents?
Granny has a freak.
I thought you meant before that.
Yo, Granny's a freak!
Yeah, before that. I'm pretty sure the last time you dodged We Are Douchebags.
Oh, show it. That was We Are Douchebags. Yeah.
It was to go see your grandma. I knew it. We accused you of skipping to go get pussy, and we said you were getting grandma pussy.
Okay, whoa, no. Hey, stop this.
Okay, we'll leave you alone.
Okay, that's enough for the Andre hate this week. Everyone listening, make sure you give him plenty of hate, though.
Yeah. Sosa, how's the shit holding up?
I drank some water, and I took a Pepto, so, it's kind of calming down a bit.
So, was it like a solid, like, constipation poop? Or was explosive diarrhea type shit?
It was like, it's not full liquid, but it was definitely mushy.
Oh, no. Oh, that's scary, so...
That's worse than the liquid. At least the liquid comes off easier.
It's like the type where you don't know if you'll be able to hold it in.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hopefully we make it.
I think we can. But... It's calming down now. I usually have Pepto sitting on my desk in my backpack at work. I have one everywhere just in case.
I think I should start carrying those around because...
Bro, the little tablets, like, I'm telling you, those things will save your fucking life.
Yeah, you are, like, our primary listener on We Are Douchebags, so you know just how much, like, everything makes me shit myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way.
That IBS be hitting Sosa.
I be shitting.
we do be shitting. So, this week, I guess it was another, like, slow week. There wasn't really too much to talk about. There were a couple little things here and there. I think there were some things I wanted to talk about and I just forgot. But yesterday I listened to Matt Walsh and his show in anticipation to like have topics to bring. And boy oh boy, they're getting a little bit edgy now.
Elaborate.
Over at the Daily Wire, they're talking about things that I didn't really think they would have the balls to talk about. I thought that... I mean, it's still, like... reverse social justice type shit, right? But they are straight up now saying that white people are being genocided and that the left wants white people to die. Which is something I never really thought that the Daily Wire, of all places, would, like...
They were definitely always, like, pretty hardcore right-leaning, but they weren't ever, like, fucking alt-right QAnon type shit.
Yeah, now they're getting into stuff where it's, like, before it was only, like, fringe conspiracy theorists, but, no, Matt Walsh straight up yesterday, he was like, so this has to do with, like, the Google thing we're gonna talk about, but he was like, they do not want to show white history or our accomplishments or whatever. And he's like, it's because they want you dead. They hate white people and they want us all gone, or at least very few of us. So, like, when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
Matt Walsh talking like that?
I mean, Matt Walsh was always, like, the edgier one, I guess, of them. But even then, the Daily Wire has always been, I guess, they've tried to have a facade of, like, professionalism. Like, they don't want to piss off advertisers. But I guess they're getting pretty big to the point where they probably can talk about shit like that and not worry about anything really.
I feel like, in general, especially ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, you're a lot more able to, just outright say you think white genocide is happening and shit like that, and it's more like, not as many people are gonna look at you sideways about it.
Yeah. That's definitely become a bigger take that I've been seeing a lot, just across various circles, is that white people are being killed or whatever. Like, anytime you see a video of a black person attacking a white person, you go into the comments or the replies, and it's all just people like, this is what they want to happen to you. Yeah. The media is pushing this.
Yeah.
But in reality, I don't think that's the case. I think the truth is, that white women are all fucking black dudes, and they're having mixed race babies, and that's why. And all like the pure white people, the good ones, they're all old now and they're dying off. So that's why the number of white people is going down.
Yeah, the good ones. I think the good ones are the ones like me that don't even date white bitches. So it's like, go ahead and take them.
Go ahead and take them.
You're oh God, that's more for so, Andre.
Okay. Yeah, it's like reverse colonizing.
Me and Andre, our baby's gonna be looking the same color, but just the way they got there is completely different. Feel me?
What, like a light gray?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm
gray because he's being the black girl.
I'm gonna put a couple tweets in the chat right now that we can talk about later too.
Oh God. No, I want to talk about this one right now. He said it's harder than working a real job.
Yeah, the first one is the clip of him saying that it's harder than working a real job. The second one is him trying to say that it was taken out of context, and then he provides more context, and the take gets worse.
Okay, I'm going to
go
ahead and watch this real quick then.
And then that third one is just, it's a post saying if you ever feel like killing yourself, just eat this and put on a good YouTube video and it's some canes.
What's that last one?
Oh shit, my bad.
No, we should, no, I want to see that one again. I think that one interested me.
No, I don't want that to be exposed.
Oh, okay.
Gatekeeper.
I mean, I can DM it to you. I don't think it's going to be your cup of tea, Andre.
You're probably right.
Okay, so basically, Hasanabe said that working a real job isn't as draining as streaming.
That streaming is more soul-crushing and drains your social battery because you have to be performative for your chat and all that for 9 hours. Yeah, I don't know. For one, especially for him, he just kind of like turns on a YouTube video then walks away from his chair, so I don't think that's that draining.
And that's like most of his live streams. Well.
Yeah, and then the other times he's just yelling at the fucking camera about some shitty fucking take he had, so I don't know. To me, that gets me amped up and wants to talk more. If that's socially draining for him, he's a fucking pussy.
He's a pretty weak mental if you think that's draining. Soul draining.
He said, after 9 hours of streaming, yeah, I could, like, once I'm done here, I could go do physical labor. You would never do physical labor in your life.
He send said the that? Soy boy to, like, a coal mine or something.
No, that's a take that a lot of like content creators have. I think they're so disconnected because I could get it being like a critical. He has the same type of take where it's like, oh, you have to be on there constantly. It's a constant grind. Do they not think that people with real jobs work 7 days a week?
Yeah.
For much less pay. And they act like, you know, if they stop or whatever for a couple days, like, they're fucked. They're millionaires. Like, they don't have to work if they really didn't want to. They don't need to.
I can definitely...
Whereas your average person is on a constant grind to survive.
I can understand a take of streaming is harder than you think. Like, that, uh-huh, I was like, yeah. Okay, sure. There's probably more intricacies to it and shit that's, like, a bit more challenging than just sitting down and fucking turning your computer on, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
But harder than a real job, like, that's fucking... Put these guys in the fucking coal mines. Put them even in just, like, a retail job, you know?
Yeah, give them Andre's job. See how long they last before they want to kill themselves.
Doing all that for fucking $10 an hour?
God, I want to see that. Like, XQC or some shit. Doing my job.
realizing that if he wants to fucking gamble as much as he does, he's gonna need to start doing fucking $10 parlays once every 2 weeks instead.
He'll just have to...
That is gonna be on a clock, too.
Yeah, he'll just have to keep gambling, and then one day maybe he'll hit it big.
I mean, that should be everyone's goal.
To gamble as much as possible?
Exactly, yeah.
That's my goal, I think. But... No, I think celebrities in general, just anyone who's made it, I think after a certain amount of time, you should just disregard their opinion on, like, labor or the current market, because shit will change up every few years. So, let's say somebody's, like, famous for, like, 10 years or whatever. Mm. Like, at that point, it's just, like, I completely disregard their opinion.
You're no longer connected to reality.
Yeah, maybe after, like... Maybe up to 5 years, they'd still be able to relate. After that, like, shit changes so much.
Yeah, there's definitely some of them that are still, like, that are still humble and everything. But at the end of the day, like, even if you're humble and, like, you realize the position you're in, that doesn't mean you know what's, like, really going on.
Yeah. That's the thing that kind of bugs me about... Even, like, news stations where we'll say, like, Tucker Carlson or even someone like Joe Rogan, they try to kind of speak on issues that they every man faces. And people in the comments will be talking about how, oh, they're just like us. They're not. They're not like us at all. Like, sure, they're speaking on it and they kind of get where we're coming from. But the reality is they don't understand the truth of what it's like anymore. Of what it's actually like.
Especially Joe Rogan. That guy's, like, filthy rich now.
Yeah. Hundreds of millions.
Bro, his daily routine is, like, wake up, get out of bed in his fucking mansion, hop into his fucking ice plunge, and do his workout, go to the sauna, like... And he has all that shit in his house. No one that...
Yeah.
No one that's living a regular life has a fucking sauna in their house.
No, I just saw something recently where he was like, where I was like, he's living every man's dream. He's so relatable. It's the same thing that pisses me off when people say that Batman's the most relatable superhero. And I'm like, oh, really?
Uber rich.
I'm like, really? Batman's relatable? You relate to a billionaire orphan who trained in the mountains with fucking ninjas?
Yeah.
What kind of life are you living?
That's like Andre's life, though.
I think Andre's the only one who can relate to that, yeah.
It was a long time ago.
He relates more to, like, Martian Manhunter.
Oh, God. Just show up out of nowhere.
It's starting to come back.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm gonna be so real. It's like, my stomach's a bit, scrumbling a bit, too, you know?
Yeah.
Andre, do you think you could carry the show solo?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to talk about for the 30 minutes we're going to be gone?
I just turn on Minecraft parkour. 10-hour Minecraft parkour.
I'm trying. You're just gonna, I'm going to try, like, and hold it in until we at least have a 30-minute episode.
Okay, that's reasonable.
So, yeah, any of the listeners, if this one gets cut short, I'm sorry, my stomach just can't make it.
It's okay. It's like we said, it was a slow week anyways. Okay, yeah. So if you feel like killing yourself, eat this and put on a good YouTube video, trust me.
it's some Canes.
Canes is so fucking good. You're a Canes lover?
I am.
Yes.
I think I don't like when people are like, oh, but the chicken's so bland. It's like, bro, brother, that is what the sauce is for.
You're a Caniac?
Yes, I get...
I'm a fucking Caniac.
I get Caniac combo, triple bread, no slaw.
Oh, yo, I'm a fucking triple Caniac bread. As well. I love that shit. There was a point where I was getting it at minimum, like, once a week, and I would still probably crave more. Like, I was thinking some today after the gym. I don't know what the fuck they put in that sauce. It's actual crack.
And bro, the bread is so fucking good. That Texas toast.
The
oh
bread
my
too.
God.
Holy fuck. Ridiculous.
You be dipping the bread in the sauce?
Yeah.
I'll rip the bread open in the middle and like stick the tender in there and then pour the sauce.
Make
on
a sandwich.
Yep.
That's
that
what
shit
I
hit
do.
Like a truck.
Yo.
Shit make you buzz.
You know what? I make those little sandwiches, but the actual sandwich from there, I don't like it that much.
I don't think it's good.
I've
ever gotten the sandwich from there.
Yeah, I've never gotten it either.
It's like a inferior version of just making it yourself with the bread.
Yeah.
The bread isn't as good in the sandwich.
CJ, have you ever had Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yes.
Bro, that place, if I could go there, like that's like the next step above all that other shit when it comes to chicken, bro. Dave's is so fucking good.
No, Dave's is really good. I went there like last weekend after the gym, like 11 p.m. Slid in there, got myself, what did I get? Like one of the sliders with an extra tender. I think it's like the number 3 or some shit. Delicious. You ever had it, Andre, or no?
Nah, that's we something I want to try when I visit there.
Okay. Yeah, when you come over here, we're taking you.
Let me get this time stamp down because I'm about to say like one of the locations. Okay, 21
minutes. Okay.
Okay. The one on is like easily because I've had them like in a few different states and a few in, and the one that's like actually on it like easily has the best. So that if you want like the best Dave's experience, you got to get it from there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it would really matter too much. So it's one of those places where like kitchen by kitchen, it would change the
it does change up a little. Yeah, it's like all of it tastes relatively similar, but like the best I've had is like easily that one.
Okay.
And I've had it in here. Fuck, man, I'm gonna have to do a lot of bleeping. Let me stop fucking dropping. Okay, so the one here, right, is it's pretty far away from my house, but we tried it out, and like that one, it was like really good, but it's still nothing compared to the first one, you know. Then I went to one in LA when I visited there, and that one also very good, but didn't live up to it. So like. I don't know, across 3 different states and like multiple locations in each state, that one's still the best.
There is, have you tried the other hot chicken places like Houston's Hot Chicken?
I tried a hot chicken place out here that wasn't Dave's and it just did not hit the same.
No, I don't know what it is. I think Dave's figured it the fuck out. They are good.
And they got milkshakes now too, bro. I go crazy.
Yeah, I saw that, dude. I was gonna get one, but I was like, fuck, I don't wanna erase all the progress I just tried making in the gym. But so I tried Houston's Hot Chicken. Not as good as Dave's. There was another hot chicken place in LA. I think it was called Bird's Hot Chicken. It's like 5 minutes away, like walking distance from Disneyland. So we went and got some from there. And that one was spicy as fuck. Like, I couldn't finish the sandwich in one sitting. I had to save it for the next day. But it still wasn't as good. Like, it was spicy, but the flavor just wasn't there. Dave's, I don't know, the seasoning. The chicken is juicy.
The honey.
Moist. Ooh.
You be putting the honey on the tenders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Had to make sure you're not a fucking wimpy bitch.
The sauce, everything.
How's the batter on the chicken?
Flawless.
Perfect.
And bro, they got mac and cheese too. Whew.
Did you fart or something?
No, I said they got mac and cheese. I was like, oof, that shit good.
Oh, I thought you said oof because you farted.
Yeah,
hold on, there's a jet passing overhead, so I'm gonna mute myself for a bit.
Okay. Yeah, don't want the people listening to pull some 4chan shit and, like, fucking find your location based off the jet.
They're gonna know the exact flight times and shit. Yo, that shit is mad annoying, though. I live right next to an Air Force base in case anybody wants to find me. And they'll be flying at, like, 11 p.m. or midnight. I'm like, what the you guys couldn't do that during the day?
To be honest,
so inconsiderate.
Like, I feel like between all the episodes, even with like editing shit out, we've given like enough hints to where someone could really like find out where we are if they wanted.
No, they can. Fucking on Who's Right podcast, one of the hosts lives in like the middle of like butt fuck like Kansas or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And just like through little pieces of information that they gathered, they literally figured out where his house was. Because he said some shit like, I live 10 minutes away from a post office, and he's like an hour drive from one place, so they like triangulated his location.
That's insane. That's like yeah. Andre level brain right there.
Like, I'm gonna be so honest, I thought about doing the same thing, but by the time that I was ready to collect the information, somebody already figured out where you live.
Oh yeah, yeah, you just scout people like that.
It's supposed to be a politically motivated podcast. We're talking about fucking chicken spots.
Bro, I think chicken is political.
Oh god,
if you don't like chicken, you're a bitch.
Especially if you don't like Dave's Hot Chicken.
That's like, if it wasn't bad for you, I think fried chicken would be my primary source of protein.
Oh god, bro, if I could eat Dave's every day without having a fucking heart attack, I would be
no
in debt.
for sure. Have you said you tried the KFC pizza thing?
Yeah, the cheesa.
Is it good?
Honestly, it's basically just like a fast food garlic parmesan, so it's not bad, you know.
Mhm. I saw that shit and it looked delicious. I want to try it.
Garlic parmesan.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I meant chicken parm. My bad. My mind must have been on the wings.
The wings?
Yeah, like some garlic parmesan wings.
I always just get a standard buffalo.
But you don't ever deviate?
I don't know. I just stick with, like, spicy wings. I'm not a big fan of, like, the other flavors. Like, I don't like the lemon pepper wings.
You don't like lemon
barbecue,
pepper?
So,
that's
no,
crazy.
Barbecue's okay. Fucking stab and
shoot you and set your body on fire.
It's criminal.
Yo, I don't like it. I'm sorry.
You ain't never had lemon pepper wet?
I didn't say I've never had it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, you got your damn mind.
No.
You just offended, like, mine and Andrea's people, right?
Yep. Your people?
You're not invited to the cookout anymore.
At all.
Yo, what? Hold up, let me look at the Buffalo Wild Wings, like, flavors.
We're gonna have to title this episode, We Talk About Chicken, or something like that.
The chicken episode? The chicken when you special. Send it to me, just remind it. Okay, Parmesan garlic. Teriyaki, like, those sound okay, but it's just like some spicy shit. Like, I'd rather have that. I hate dry fucking wings, though. I'm gonna be real.
You know, like, it depends. If I'm doing boneless, I'm fine with a dry rub, but when I get bone in, I like to get all flats, and like, flats mm-hmm. with a dry rub just aren't juicy enough.
Okay, so sweet barbecue, that's alright. Teriyaki, that's alright.
Mild. Is the wing spot still open? I might get some wings now.
Spicy garlic. That one, I think I've had that one. I think that's good. Asian Zing. That's the one Matthew used to like. That one's all right.
Asian Zing is pretty good.
Hot barbecue. When did they add that?
Oh my god, my wing spot's still open. When did they close?
Hot, wild.
Open until 9 p.m. Alright, once this episode wraps up, I'm running to my girl and like telling her we're getting wings.
Running to the bathroom, then running to your girl to tell her you're getting wings.
No, it subsided again, so I think we're good for a normal length episode.
You ever, like, blow up public restrooms?
Only when I have to. Like, at work especially, like, there's some times where I just absolutely cannot fucking hold it. And I'll have to wait, because since I work overnights, I have to wait for whoever's cleaning the bathrooms that night to be done, and then, like...
Oh, no.
I
and you go destroy it immediately.
Per person, I have, like, their timings down on when they usually finish the boys' bathroom. So, like, 5 minutes before they're usually done, I'll start walking over there and just kind of, like, hang around the area so I can immediately get the digs off.
Oh, God. Nah, sometimes I'll be in the gym, and, you know, you just push so hard during the workout, like, you feel like... something might slip out. So I'll go to the restroom, and usually I'm okay. Like, it's just a fart, But you can never be too careful with that.
Yeah, especially when I was younger, I would always trust the fart. But these days, like, with how much my stomach is fucking up, I don't ever trust the fart no more. Like,
we're getting old now. Like, we're getting to that age where we just start shitting ourselves.
Oh God, bro, every fart that I let out is always like a slow release. I have to make sure there's not anything extra coming out.
You know, you hear stories of like old people. It's like, oh, you know, like the moment you hit 30, like you're gonna start shitting yourself. It's like, nah, that's not the way it's going. I think it might be like 25.
Like, what do you mean 25? I already am.
Like, cause I could still control it. Like, I still know when, but there might come a day where I won't be able to tell anymore.
What's your shit take, Andre?
I don't have problems like that.
You need to change your diet then.
Like, y'all need to wear diapers or something?
I wouldn't mind.
No, I think I wouldn't want to wear diapers just yet. Maybe by the time I hit 30, like, I'll feel like, okay, like, I'm old now. But I'm still in my 20s and I'm hip, so I don't really want to yet.
Maybe the diaper is a new hip thing to wear.
Like the diaper fetish shit.
Okay, well, that's shit. Fuck.
That's some pave shit.
Yeah. Timing on that. 31. Okay.
Making the new trend. Fuck it.
I think that could go hard with some like opium type fits.
Yeah,
Rick's with the diaper.
I could definitely see Cardi pulling up in that. Pulling up. In
Would
the
it
pull-ups.
Be like? Pulling up in the pool. That's good. Would it be like a blacked out diaper though, or would he go with the classic white?
I think it would have to be blacked out.
Yeah.
Either that or
it sounds so opium.
Yeah, either that or it'd be white with the dookie stain on the back.
The dookie stain on the back is necessary. So, since we were like talking about food, I guess that kind of goes in with the more mediocre food. Wendy's is getting in some heat for, they're trying to implement some new pricing mechanism. You guys heard about that?
Yeah, the surge pricing.
No.
Yeah, so basically what it is that, I guess, who was the one that does it? Uber, right? Like,
yeah.
They already have something like that? So Uber does this thing where, depending on the time of day, their prices will fluctuate and they'll get more expensive depending on how busy they are. So Wendy's made an announcement saying they were trying to do something similar and implement the same system to their menu, which I don't really get how that would work, because I don't see how the time of the day would affect something like food, where it's like constant. But yeah, basically, depending on the time of day and how busy they are, it would get more expensive or less expensive.
Yeah, that's why if you look in the chat real quick, I already stocked up. They're not getting me.
Yo!
Tomorrow, all that's gonna taste like shit.
Yeah, so, when did you get that? How old is this picture?
Well, I wouldn't know, it's not actually my picture, but...
Oh, okay.
I would never fucking put Wendy's in the fridge like that. You're instantly gonna make it just terrible.
Oh, God.
Wendy's is okay, but I don't know where they got the confidence to be doing this type of shit.
Wendy's chili is goated for like some fast food chili.
I don't think I've had the chili. I like their honestly, I think they're probably one of the upper tier like fast food places. Like, I like their fries. I like their Baconator shit.
I don't really like their fries.
Same.
And
you don't like their fries, really?
Their Frosties.
They're
kind of
bland.
Nah, yeah, I see that. I see that. I think maybe I just like it because of the other food then.
Mm-hmm.
But
I fuck with the Baconator fries though.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of people who are pissed off with them right now, and they're talking about boycotting Wendy's.
They just
I've already been doing. What was that?
Oh, I was gonna say they just need their fucking. Social media manager to hop on there and fix it right up.
their Twitter account.
Yeah.
their sassy Twitter girl. But I've already been boycotting them for about a year because that's probably the last time I had Wendy's. It's one of those places I have to be craving. Honestly, this past week I've been craving it, and then this happened, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Am I going to look like a bitch if I go buy some now? Like, I'm caving into their, like, yeah, I'm okay with your new pricing model.
I mean, they're going to do that shit if they want either way, so might as well.
I'm still going to fuck that shit up.
So, after getting in all this heat, they tried clarifying. I think it was today. They basically came out and said, like, oh, no, we're not trying to do it like that. We were going to use it to give you guys deals during the day. Which, see, that's kind of what I more pictured when I first heard it. Like, oh, they're probably going to lower the prices when it's more slow. But why not just lower the prices in general, like, completely?
Yeah, bro. This is actually kind of segues into something that's been pissing me off lately. So, when I used to work at McDonald's, right, a long time ago, and by that I mean, like, 2018 through 2020, two cheeseburgers, it costed, like, a single cheeseburger was, like, $1.39, right? And you could get two cheeseburgers and a large drink for, like, less than $5. Now, bro,
And a large drink for less than $5?
Yeah. And now I went to the McDonald's that, like, is connected to where I work at. I went over there to just grab some food before I started my shift because I was hungry as fuck. And I was like, yeah, let me just get two cheeseburgers and a large drink. And they look me in the eyes and tell me, all right, that's going to be $8. Like, huh?
God damn.
Okay, still not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. I thought they were going to hit you with, like, 10 or 15. But a fucking combo is, like, $10 now. 10 to, like, $15. That's just crazy.
Fucking Hot and Spicy's used to be $1. Now they're, like, fucking, you order two of them and it's, like, $3.88.
How much is,
I was going to say.
How much were hash browns when you worked there?
I think, like, $1.69.
They're, like, fucking $3 now. That pisses me off.
I'm like, how are you gonna charge $3
for potatoes? Like, it almost pisses me off to the point where I might make more food by myself at home.
I do that, but also, like, I fucking have such a bad habit of getting Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
I just love food, bro.
No, I love food, but I think if I didn't have a car, I would probably be Uber Eats, like, shit all the time.
So, like, even if I had a car, I would still be using it because I wouldn't want to get up.
That's the thing about delivery service. They profit off of, like, people's laziness.
Oh, God.
All right, to be fair, though, everything around me is pretty, like, far. Like, not within walking distance.
Bro, that's another thing I hate. My old apartment, like, I had so many fucking food spots around me, and then out here it's a drought.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's what everything, like, fucking... There's, like, a Mexican place. Relatively close. It's not even all that great. But if I were to walk there, it would be, like, a 10-minute walk. Yeah. Driving... It's a couple minutes, but then all, like, the good shit is, like, a 5-10 minute drive away.
Bro, I don't know how y'all feel about Tropical Smoothie Cafe, but, like, every now and then, when I'm craving a smoothie, like, hard as fuck, like, I want that shit, bro. And that shit is, like, fucking 15 miles away. I can't get it.
Do you remember that one ice cream shop that used to be by our school?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, though.
Yeah, I can't.
Marble like Slab.
Okay, yeah.
Yo, they had this one fucking cotton candy shake. That with a Chipotle burrito was my go-to after school. My mouth would be, like, all fucking blue because I would be just a little goofball drinking that shit to stop the spiciness from the burrito. Bro, they shut that place down, and the closest one is 4 hours away in California, dude. I'm like...
Holy fuck.
I was so distraught.
I don't really fuck with cotton candy shit, though.
No, I love that shit. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, my girl get it. Maybe it's like Hispanic gene, because my girl.
That's what it is.
Yeah, a lot of her family should like go crazy for the cotton candy flavors on the ice cream and shit.
Yeah, so it was the cotton candy, and then I think like 2 years ago, I transferred to like a birthday cake shake. And that's been my go-to, and either way, I can't get them anymore. I would have to go to California, and low-key, I've thought about making the trip just to get a milkshake.
Fuck you.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Might be worth it.
Yeah, make the trip.
8 hours driving for like a $5 shake.
At that point, you better get like three of them, at least.
Bring like a cooler filled with ice. That would actually be a great idea. I might do that.
Yeah, if you're gonna bring the cooler with the whole setup, just get 10 of them then.
Yeah, at that point, like fucking 10-20 and like ration them out for like a year.
Yeah. Me with the Wendy's.
Yeah, that might have to be us. So, we have,
talk about the tits on Instagram.
Yeah, tits on Instagram. I've been seeing that because as we speak, members in our group chat are gooning.
Right now.
Well, I guess that was like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, they sent some fat titties.
I mean, I'm always gooning, so.
I'm edging 24/7 as we speak right now. I'm like rubbing my leg against it.
Exactly. Using my pinky to like give it a little rub right now.
So, someone earlier that I follow, they posted something talking about. He said, I think. He's like an art page, right? He posts like edgy art of like people killing themselves. Mm. And he made like an actual post. It wasn't just to his story. It said something like, all these women using fake babies to pull their tits out on Instagram is wild. Like he said, and then in the description, he said, nothing against OnlyFans girls, but you guys are taking it a bit too far.
I mean, that's like, respectable take.
It is. That's the exact take.
Yeah.
That's the exact take. Damn, I thought you guys would come out full defense of them pulling their titties.
I mean, I think Instagram should just let titties be on there. Like, why? Cut the middleman. No baby doll.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess, but isn't the age for, like, Instagram, like, 13, where it's, like, you're allowed to be on there?
Yeah, and?
Well, I don't know. If they're trying to have, like, a more family-friendly platform, they would have to, like, make some changes, I guess.
Twitter is 13 up, and they, like, fucking, they really don't care about porn and shit on there.
The Twitter is, like, the hood of the internet, though. They're the ghetto.
What does that make Facebook? And the old gated community?
I think Facebook is
the retirement home.
Yeah, I was just going to say the elderly home. Facebook, if they want to up their numbers, I'm pretty sure Meta stock is down hella. They should just allow titties on there.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Well, they would be fucking massive on there.
I mean, they basically do with the loopholes. Like, how if someone has like fishnets on, they can just be straight up naked because technically they're wearing something. You can just see the whole fucking titty, though.
Like, on Facebook or on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Oh, is that why I saw titties yesterday and they were wearing, like, some very,
very thin
clothes?
Material. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their loophole.
I mean, yeah, I think these women get very creative. They should have become lawyers instead of whores.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? We don't need more lawyers. We need more titties.
They find loopholes for fucking everything, like with what happened on Twitch a few months ago.
What, the body painting and fucking nudity shit?
Yeah, like where they said they would allow creative nudity, and I guess bitches were straight up just like fingering themselves.
I mean, that's creative.
Yeah, very creative nudity. And then they had to change. They had to change it. And then eventually they were just like, oh, all right, we give up. No more nudity.
It was within like 3 days.
Yeah, it all happened within 3 days. I feel like if Instagram were to try to change some shit where it's like, oh, you can't show breastfeeding videos anymore. The women would find some new shit in like a week.
Bro, honestly, I get why like breastfeeding shit is allowed on there, but it's like at the same time, you know, people aren't using it for the right reason.
Yeah.
Like as a concept, like, yeah, sure, like there's no shame in like fucking breastfeeding and all that, but like the people who are going out of the way to post it and shit, they're doing it for their weirdo fetish.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it a weirdo fetish. I think it's a normal fetish.
Maybe if it was a grown man on the titty.
Fucking, yeah, that's true. No, that's true. They should allow breastfeeding of adult men or adult women on Instagram.
Should write a petition.
Like Mad Max. You remember in Mad Max where they had that one scene where it's just like straight up milking women?
I've never seen Mad Max.
Yeah. You've never seen Mad Max? There's this one scene where it shows a bunch of women in a line getting their titties pumped like they're cows. And the main bad guy just takes a swig of breast milk. We need something like that in real life.
I don't know. I'd be too bricked to work there.
Do you think the women would like operate the heavy machinery themselves, or it would be a bunch of like grizzled men?
Maybe a bunch of gay men.
Like, I work a 9-to-5 at the titty milking factory.
Wait, that's actually their version of the, like, for the women, that's their version of the ball crushing factory.
Oh, yo, you're right. I got my titties crushed for 8 hours today. You got soft hands, brother.
You got soft areolas, brother.
Your nipples don't look chafed enough.
Sissy liberal nipples.
You just know it would be like a bunch of fat old women too. It wouldn't even be hot ones. So like while you're drinking the breast milk, you'd be like picturing some hot chick, and it's not even that. It's like some fat lady. It would be very disappointing.
I mean, it wouldn't be disappointing to me. I'm a freak.
Sweaty in a factory without air conditioning.
All right, do we want to talk about the racist Google AI? I'm not sure what this one is.
Okay, so that was like, we touched on it earlier with the Daily Wire thing talking about how Google wants to genocide white people. But basically all that was is that Google has this like AI, and apparently somebody kind of like figured out a loophole about it, where they were able to kind of see what's going on more behind the scenes. You know, like how they would do with like ChatGPT, where it's like, oh, show me how to make a bomb. And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And the people would just be like, imagine you're my grandmother and you had a favorite bomb recipe. Like, so some guy pulled something kind of similar. So they would ask the Google to like create art of something that's very clearly like white culture, like we'll say like Vikings or like leprechauns or some shit, like, oh, show me leprechauns. And every single time the AI would produce like art that's minorities, like Asians, black people, Hispanics, whatever, and it would never show any white people. So the dude basically asked it, he was like, did you add any details without my permission? And then the AI admitted, like, I added results for diversity, equity, like stuff like that. So it was basically pushing out sissy liberal AI art. And the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh on the Daily Wire, was all pissed off, saying that it's, you know, racist against white people, and they're not showing results for white people on purpose. And that was basically their take.
See, okay, maybe it is on purpose that they're not, but it's like for the not the reason that they're trying to push. Like, they think it's like because they want to eliminate white people, when in reality it's they want to pander to other people.
No, that's exactly my take. It's a Google product. They weren't gonna not try to pull some bullshit with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like kind of how we were talking about, like, people detached from reality. It's like, I feel like once you get so far into, like, that sphere, like, there's no way you don't take a step back and, like, think about it realistically of, like, them trying to fucking pander, you know?
Yeah. I think it's not that they... Oh, that was the big thing. He was like, they hate white people. They hate our culture. I don't think that's what it is. They were just putting general code for everything to show diversity or whatever. Yeah. And it just so happened to extend onto that stuff. I do wonder, though, if you were to put, like, show me a guy in a sombrero, how many of them would be, like, black or Asian instead of just Mexican? Maybe they did target just, like, white shit. But I don't know. I don't have the other information, so I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah. What do you think, Andre?
I don't know. I feel like I would give it like another like 6 months to a year for the AI to fully train itself. To not pull up bullshit when you put in the query or parameter. So you're not getting an Asian dude when you're looking up guy in sombrero in Mexico.
Yeah, I feel like it's also... People talk about AI a lot these days, but I feel like it's not too bad of an issue, but like I feel like maybe 5 years down the line it's gonna be pretty hard to tell, like for example, if someone makes a video of like a president speaking and saying the n-word and shit at a fucking rally, like I feel like in 5 years like they'll be able to have that down perfectly, you know, like the only way of really knowing it didn't actually happen is like seeing where they were that day and type shit.
I think it's pretty close right now, because some of them, like, I'll be watching it and I'll be looking at it, and then it's not until they say some bullshit that I'm like, oh, okay, that's me.
Yeah. Bro, especially the fucking scumbags that do it to advertise their product with, like, the Joe Rogan AI.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It'll be, like, Joe Rogan talking about, like, some regular Joe Rogan shit, and then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, and then, I got this product right here, and it, like, flashes the fucking link on screen. I'm like, God fucking damn it. It's always a YouTube short, too.
Yeah, that's actually what it is. Most of those in the beginning, I was able to tell they were fake, but it's like I said, they're getting a little bit better now, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I talked about this with you guys. I talked about it somewhere. I just don't remember who it was with. I don't think that AI is going to be used mostly for, like, people who have political goals or shit like that. I think most of what it's going to be used for is, like, independent artists. Like, that's a huge tool for them. If someone wanted to make some movie by themselves, they could do it. The whole thing by themselves, just using AI. But everyone's kind of scared of, like, oh, what if it's for this or what if it's for that? But I really don't think it's going to be used for that shit. Maybe blackmailing people, but there's a lot of shit to blackmail people already.
Like, yeah, and also, I feel like after a certain point, everyone, like, if you try to blackmail with it, they're gonna be like, okay, everyone knows AI is a thing now. Like, go ahead and try to blackmail me. Like, if anything, it might be the opposite, where they actually have a video of, like, them really doing some shit, and they're like, okay, I'll just say it's AI.
Yeah. So, I get why people are scared about it being dangerous, but I really don't think that it's going to be used for nefarious purposes like that all the time, like everyone is scared of.
I mean,
I think maybe every once in a while, but that's with everything.
when Photoshop was first coming out and people were using it more and more and getting better.
That's
at it.
What I compare it to. That's exactly what I compare
yeah.
it to.
Because, like, even back then, like, if someone, like, if they pulled up, like, a sus picture or, like, an old tweet, then someone would be like, that's Photoshopped, even if it was real,
yeah.
you know? It's kind of
yeah.
the same thing here.
I think Photoshop is literally, like, that's what I've been comparing it to most, is that that was probably scary when it came out, too, but now it's, like, people use to create retarded cat memes.
Exactly.
I think AI is going to be the exact same thing. Huh?
You just got to wait a bit.
Yeah.
Give it, like, a year or two.
Yeah. It's a new technology, so everyone's, like, pretty freaked out about it. But I think it'll probably just be, like, a normal part of life in
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah.
It does have pretty good applications and, like, fucking for businesses and shit, too. And, like,
mm-hmm.
And even, like, researchers, like, making their job easier.
Yeah. Well, is that it for the episode?
I think so. It's starting to, like, it's crowning. It's starting to peak out.
You didn't shit yourself?
No. We were able to make it about an hour. Episode 10, anyway, guys.
All right. Good. Well, thank you guys for listening. Please share our shows. If you happen to be good at creating TikToks, please make those for us and send them to the Instagram, because I have been too lazy to do that.
Make sure you check out We Are Douchebags as well.
Yes, check out We Are Douchebags. Check out all the shit that I may or may not have in the description.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.